Blackstone Audio presents A Writer's People, Ways of Looking and Feeling, an essay in five parts by V.S. Naipaul. One. The Worm in the Bud. Early in 1949, in Trinidad, near the end of my school days, word came to us in the sixth form of Queen's Royal College that there was a serious young poet in one of the smaller islands to the north who had just published a marvellous first book of poems. We had never had news like this before, not about a new book of poetry, or about any kind of book, and I still wonder by what means this news could have reached us. We were a small, mainly agricultural colony, and we said all the time, without unhappiness, that we were a dot on the map of the world. It was a liberating thing to be, and we were really very small. There were just over 500,000 of us. We were racially much divided. On the island, small though we were, the living half-cultures or quarter-cultures of colonial Europe and immigrant Asia knew almost nothing of one another. A transported Africa was the presence all around us, like the sea. Only segments of our varied population were educated, and in the restricted, local way which we in the sixth form understood very well. We could see the professional or career cul-de-sacs to which our education was leading us. As always in these colonial places, there were little reading and writing groups here and there, now and then, harmless pools of vanity that came and went and didn't add up to anything like an organized or solid literary or cultural life. It seemed unlikely that there were people out there who were guardians of the life of the mind, were watching out for new movements, and could make a serious judgment about a new book of poetry. But in the strangest way, something like that happened. The young poet became famous among us. He came from the island of St. Lucia. If Trinidad was a dot on the map of the world, it could be said that St. Lucia was a dot on that dot. And he had had his book published in Barbados. For island people, the sea was a great divider. It led to different landscapes, different kinds of houses, people always slightly racially different, with strange accents.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?